Naomi Fisher was waiting at Chester Terrace when Karen got home. The morning room where they had put her was a bleak, restless place where nobody ever settled. The gas fire was seldom on. To be put in here by a servant showed the servant's distinction between being shown in and being asked to wait. Naomi's anxious brown eyes and humble manner must have led them to think there must be something she wanted, and therefore she was no lady. What she did want, and wanted badly, was to see Karen. A need so pressing as to be without grace. So here she was, sitting on the edge of a cold leather armchair. "Your face is cold," said Karen. "It's terribly cold in here."
"I have come too early."
"No, why?" said Karen, pulling off her gloves. "You must be tired," Naomi said, anxious. "I slept in the train. How long have you been in London?"
"Just 4 days. Next Tuesday we must go back."
Naomi spoke with an unreproachable sadness that made Karen exclaim, "Why didn't you let me know? I needn't have been away."